This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's unbelievable. We're already into the third and final hour of this worldwide broadcast. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Time, back from 9 to midnight. We blast out on the AM and FM dial a growing list of wonderful affiliates. Simulcast on shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320. At night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And also listen on a listing of the different satellites. That's all at GCNlive.com. For all the showtime frequency, shortwave, AM, FM, you name it. But at night, 9 to midnight, 5.085 and 6890 during the day, 12.172 and 9320. We're just talking about irradiated meat in the last hour. They're going to give it to your school children now. Again, they're the testing ground, the training ground. The drugs, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the vaccines, the irradiated meat, the checkpoints, the ID cards, the biometrics. It's all there. You can talk about that if you want at 800-259-9231. Also, U.S. to appoint Iraqi leadership, appoint the leadership. U.S. may help Iranian terrorist group. FCC chairman defends easing of rules on consolidation of the media. Bush is now saying we don't need to find weapons of mass destruction. It was never about that. So was Wolfowitz of the Defense Department. A bunch of other news coming up. Big third hour. Right now, Richard in Alabama had another question holding him over from the last hour. Go ahead, Richard, to the airwaves. Welcome.
I need a resource, either books or websites or numbers, where I can get advice on predatory building code enforcement. Zoning and building code.
That is a very important area. You know, federally, they have the National Association of Counties, Cities, and State Governors, and National Association of City and County Managers, and they go and learn how to control and manipulate at these, and really you have federal zoning now. North Carolina and many areas have a tax on rainwater for the rain that falls on your house. They now have home inspections from Chicago to Dallas where they knock on your door and demand to inspect your house as part of the zoning. It's getting worse and worse. So it's these seemingly innocuous areas of law where they're attacking us. And I go back to the Bill of Rights. I go back to reading the actual state law. You'll usually find that they have policies out of the law that aren't the actual law. That's how I would fight them. There are a lot of resources, but I can't think of them off the tip of my tongue.
Well, I'm in very specific trouble, and I need very specific advice.
Okay, what are they doing to you?
They won't tell me what's wrong with my yard. They tell my yard is unattractive, but they don't say why. And I visited all my neighbors, and they won't say that there's anything wrong.
Okay, let me explain. We had a case of this. You may have to hold over again, Richard. We had a case in 1997 of Rolling Ellingston, and he had moved into his house after World War II. He had a house up front and a house behind, and frankly, his yard, you could say, most of the time looks nicer than mine. He was being given $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. He was down with cancer and was unable to mow the yard. He had English ivy covering most of the yard, and he is in an area off West 37th Street that is now gentrifying. The houses are going for $400,000 a piece for three bedrooms. Mercedes everywhere. He just had an old truck, an old arborist. He was just an old arborist, worked on trees. And we went out, and the tickets they were giving him on a weekly basis for $14,000 a piece said weeds and questionable, objectionable material. And that was a 3-inch grass. He'd cut all that, moved all that. We helped him. The police came and arrested him at his door and would not say why. They then dropped the charges and dropped the fines. And I'll tell you how we got that to happen when we get back. Stay there, Richard. But I need to hear about the ticket you're being given, probably a white ticket, front face, listing. Does it say objectionable material, Richard? Does it say objectionable material, Richard? We'll find out if Richard's still there when we get back. I'll try and tell the story. It's all part of the freedom. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're talking to Richard in Alabama, and he's getting letters or fines from the local government saying that there's something wrong with his yard. And then I'll tell you about a story we have here in Austin, how we found out it was federal in nature, and what their plan is, how they target mainly senior citizens. Or they have like a database at the hospital or something, because we know they target people once they have trouble in even just small upkeep fashion. They targeted my grandparents as well. My grandfather's dead now, but they targeted them as well here in Austin with a drainage ditch that wasn't even part of their property, that was part of the city. They were trying to fine them for not cleaning branches out of it that weren't even from their yard. And of course, my grandmother had polio and has trouble walking. And my grandfather was 76 years old when that happened, and said, I'm not going to climb the fence and get back there in the gully and clean branches out. And we had to get involved, and they were going to fine them $2,000 a day. And all this started after my grandfather had been to the hospital for a heart attack and a stroke. Then they also got hit by the IRS right after that. And we've seen a trend of this. We know the zoning is federally written. Tell us the story, Richard, exactly what happened. Describe your yard. Describe the letters. Describe what's developed so I have more information.
I'm through this because it's a long story. I am already convicted, and the time has lapsed for appeal. And the judge is calling me into hearings once a month. And she says she's going to put me in jail 1 week per month until my yard is satisfactory,
hey,
in
number
her
one,
opinion.
Number one, are you in a homeowners association?
No.
Number two, do you live in a rural area in the county?
No, I'm in the city limits.
Okay, what is in your yard?
Several ladders, a wheelbarrow, three cars, two lawnmowers, a portable building for which there is a permit. I tried to build a privacy fence, but they wouldn't allow it.
Is this happening to other neighbors?
Yes, but they've been able to negotiate their way out of it without, they sort of bought their way out of it without having to
Is a new housing development being built near you?
No, this is a declining, this is a very declining old neighborhood with a mix of old white people and young black people.
Okay, I'm
next to a school.
I'm just trying to understand the exact information so I can try to understand what's happening.
Well, the city is drowning in debt.
I understand, sir, but what did the letters that you received from them say?
Well, they don't send letters anymore. They call me to the judge. The judge does all the talking.
Sir, that's because you were found in contempt, but or didn't answer it. What I'm trying to understand is, what do the original charges state?
They would not be specific. It said that my yard violated the trash junk litter ordinance, but they didn't ever mention anything specific. And I can tell by their behavior in court that the judge did not want them to mention anything specific.
Now, did it say, did the letter simply say objectionable material?
You know, I can't remember whether it said objectionable or unattractive or what.
Okay, for those that don't know, here in Austin, I was just telling the story earlier, 70-something-year-old World War II vet, retired arborist, you know, he worked on yards and trees himself, owned two homes, one front, one back, on a large piece of property near the corner of West 37th Street, now downtown Austin. The houses were going, three bedrooms for $400,000. If you can believe that, in that street. We went to his house. I'd say 50% of it's covered by English ivy. He had 3-inch grass. It was no big deal. It was nothing in the front of the yard. He found out that some realtors wanted the land, had tried to get him to sell before. He had just been in the hospital and gotten out, was getting $2,000 a day fines. He'd gone down, answered the questions, said, "What's objectionable?" They said, "We won't tell you." Later they said the grass is too long. We measured it on TV, hadn't cut it, 3 inches tall. He was sick from chemotherapy. We went over with neighbors that liked him, cut the grass, still got $2,000 a day fines. They then said, "We're going to foreclose on your house unless you pay." That was like $28,000 he built up in the last few weeks. This happened. Then a police officer, a good police officer, called me and said, "Mr. Jones," caller comment line, "go to Jackie Goodman's house. Here's a street in a nice neighborhood with $300,000 houses. She owns one house and a house across the street. She had 5-foot grass, giant vines and reeds, a overgrown pickup truck parked in the parking lot, everything overgrown, a tarp on the roof from leaking of one of the houses, mosquitoes swarming everywhere, on video, open water." So we showed the video, showed her car, showed it all, put it on TV. It was dropped. The next day, fines were dropped after we aired that, made it in the newspaper, and then a week later, the police came, knocked on the door, wouldn't say why, drug Rolling Dellingson out, who could barely walk at the time on chemotherapy, took him to jail for 2 days, and that's how that developed with Rolling Dellingson. So this is the new America. And this is what they do. I also went to city buildings and showed that they had taller than 3-inch grass. And it was incredible outrage in the community. But you got to have an access TV show. You got to have a radio show, which I had both of at the time, still do, to fight them. You got to have an advocate that'll tell the truth. I would contact local talk radio, make an issue out of it. And I would go back in and appeal it to a higher court. Say that they must show cause, show specifically who's been harmed, and there's some other things you can do, sir, but that's about all I can say for you.
Well, I was hoping for something more specific. But
well, I don't know about your particular code there.
I am beyond the time for appeal. It's elapsed.
Well, sir, there's always a higher court.
But the time limit has elapsed.
Well, that's not really the case if they're bringing more charges or arresting you again.
Contempt of court, they call it.
Pardon me?
They call it contempt of court.
Well, sir, they're going to tell you that you don't have any rights and you can't appeal. That, I'm telling you, that's not true. But what about putting the lawnmowers and the two ladders up?
Well, they never complained about them, so I don't really know.
I understand. It's,
I don't know whether it helped or not.
Well, it's the same thing. Look, my grandparents, grandfather's dead now. God rest his soul. But what happened here is they live backed up to a creek. And the property line is about 5 feet on the other side of the fence. And you got the gully. And they're way down in the neighborhood, and limbs were washing in, and they got a letter with the $2,000 a day fines saying, remove the debris blocking the creek, or we're going to take your house. So I went down, and we ended up cleaning it out. But the point is, and we ended up calling them and getting them to drop it, pointing out it wasn't their property, wasn't their job, it was a creek. But this is what they do, and it seems to be old people. After you have a heart attack, the IRS hits you. Same thing. So I don't know, sir.
I'm
how
63.
Old are you? Do what, sir?
I'm 63.
Well, that's not that old, but you say they're doing it to other neighbors. As you said, sounds like it's serfdom. It's feudalism. You don't own your own land.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I just get with the local land rights group in your area. Do you have Take Back Alabama? Are they in your area?
I've never even heard of them.
Well, a lot of states. I believe Alabama has a Take Back Alabama.
I wish I could find them.
Well, sir, I mean, you know, the judge may say he's going to execute you if you don't do what he says, but they really can't do that.
Well, I sure do hate spending one week a month in jail.
Well, they do it all over the country, sir. You just need to learn what the law is in your area and use the private property defense. And say that they must specifically show what is owed. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got to respond to that stuff instantly when you get it. And I understand they wouldn't let you see it, and so it got worse and worse. But this is just one more facet of the tyranny. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Let me jump straight into the news now. U.S. to appoint Iraqi leadership plans to allow a national conference of Iraqi groups to elect an interim administration may be scrapped, a senior U.S. official in the country has suggested. Instead, he said, a political council made up of 25 to 30 Iraqis may be appointed. They said that before the war. What do you mean, may be scrapped? Oh, because of the rioting, they claim this. But you go back 3 months, they said this was the plan. Following a consultation between U.S.-led coalition authorities and political and religious groups, the original plan was to assemble a national conference in July with a wide variety of delegates who would themselves select a new administration. Oh, yeah, they would get a couple hundred people and have them appoint them. That's bad enough. In a parallel move, a constitutional convention would be set up to draw up a new constitution, which would then be put to referendum of the 300 that they appoint. The officials said proposals were provisional and based upon consultation with Iraqi people. Yeah, you mean the thugs are putting in, before adding that they were motivated by real sense of urgency. So that's a puppet dictatorship, where they come in and pick 300 people per city to elect who runs the city and 300 nationally to appoint who is going to be the new regional governors. And by the way, most of them are Baathists. Most of them are members of the Ba'ath Party. This is out of Australia, out of the Age newspaper. U.S. may help Iranian terrorist group. Senior Pentagon officials are proposing widespread covert operations against the Iranian government, hoping that dissident groups will mount a coup before the regime acquires a nuclear weapon. They're also planning for an invasion of Iran and publicly saying they may take over Iranian radio and TV with aircraft transmitting in their airspace. Again, escalating. They say they're going to invade in a preemptive strike on North Korea, escalating somebody to hit us first. The controversial plan involves offering financial and military backing for a terrorist organization that is outlawed by the U.S. Senate, State Department, as well as intelligence collaboration and other support for dissident student bodies and resistance groups. Terror groups tied to Al-Qaeda working with the CIA. No change.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that can contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today. It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now I can buy with the comfort of knowing exactly what that old Winchester is really worth. Armed with the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values makes you more knowledgeable and makes gun collecting more profitable. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains more information and firearm values than any other publication. Over 1,600 pages with the most accurate firearm prices available. The 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values contains nearly 1 million words of text. No other book even comes close, and most of the information in this publication is not available anywhere else. Take the guesswork out of your next gun purchase by calling Midas Resources and ordering your copy of the Blue Book of Gun Values today. They're only $34.95 plus shipping. So call now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
We're back live. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Billy in Texas and others, be patient. Toll-free number to join us on air today, 800-259-9231. So understand, the government is going to pick the leaders they want to then elect who they want. So that's totally staged. That's, how about we go to that here? Well, they already are with the regional governments. You can elect the city and county officials all you want. But then you've got regional governments that control the federal and state purse strings that are privately chaired, telling you what to do. So it's a total dictatorship, a puppet dictatorship, the classical British model being set up there. And now our government may help Iranian terror group. About a month ago, they already said they were giving amnesty to the Al-Qaeda-connected organization. And the influential Pentagon figures argue that the terrorist status, according to U.S., to the armed Mujahideen group in 97 should be removed, allowing the group, which has been based in Iraq, to play a similar role in Northern Alliance in Afghanistan. So so happens it's an Al-Qaeda group, but Al-Qaeda is CIA. So that's what they're going to do over there in Iraq, is have the terror group out enforcing things for them. And all the Ba'athists, too. They're taking a lot of the Ba'athists and putting them in high-level positions of power. One reason people who were for the takeover in Iraq are now rioting. They're very upset. FCC chairman defends easing of rules. This is from The Guardian, carrying an AP article. A move to ease rules governing ownership of newspapers and television and radio stations will not lead to massive wave of mergers. It's already happening, folks. Federal Communications Commission chairman Michael Powell says, in a vote set for Monday, Powell said two fellow Republicans on the five-member commission were expected to allow companies to buy more television stations and, in some cases, own both the newspaper and a broadcast station in the same city. Now, already 75% of the total market's owned by five companies, and the others, most of the other 25% is owned by friends of these groups or people that are interlocking, and you have leaders of the big companies that also own the little companies. Diverse interests opposed to deregulation say relaxed rules will kick off merger frenzy, putting a new spin on a few large companies in control of what people see, hear, and read. They say that they will homogenize viewpoints and diminish local emphasis in news and entertainment. But Powell said Sunday the changes are more modest than critics contend. This is not a complete deregulation of the media, Powell said on ABC's This Week. There will be rules and restrictions. Everything that the media companies would like to do is not going to be permitted. That is not true. That is not true. Okay? And it's not free market how they operate. And they will come in and pay 10 times what the station's worth just to turn it off or put it on all sports or all music. And what Clear Channel does and the other big conglomerates do is you'll hear a local newscaster who you think is local. This is a fact. They have a fake name. They give you so-called local news. And it's and then you drive around the country, it's the same voice. I work in radio, I can tell you. And so what you get is you get total control of information flow. Even smaller media companies are now doing this. So already you'll have where Clear Channel, say in Knoxville, Tennessee, or Austin, Texas, can own six or seven, depending on the market, of the stations. You've got three big blocks. You got the West Winds, CBS. You've got Infinity. You've got Clear Channel. And they already own almost everything other than the local co-op station that's got a bunch of socialists on it. Okay? And then you've got some little AM like I'm on, owned by Simmons Media Group, and now the big boys can come in and buy that up. And then Alex Jones is off the air. One station owned by one private group that only owns, I don't know, 40-something stations, and now they can come and buy News Talk 1260 KWNX. I'm not saying they're coming to buy it. I'm not saying it's being sold. This is what happens, and I'm getting calls from station owners everywhere who have us on the air around the country, who have had us on for years and have gotten a great response, and the big conglomerates couldn't buy up more stations in the area, and now they're trying to, weeks before this goes through, already setting up the buyouts. They also have fake dummy corporations that are subsidiaries that they use to buy everything up. And by the way, if you're a big conglomerate, you get a license like that, get power increase like that, don't get harassed, don't get messed with. You're a small mom and pop, you get harassed and controlled and manipulated. And I would tell our stations, a lot of them have been bought and sold. As we gain new ones, lots of them get sold. So we kind of stabilize the number of affiliates the network has at a little over 300 in between all the shows. If you hold on another 5-10 years, they will pay you 80, 100 million per station instead of 5 million per station when it comes down to the final buyout. So don't sell out to them. And folks, support these stations so they don't do that. It's incredible, folks. It's all about a total monopoly of news information. And we need the old media of AM and FM to promote the new media of the Internet before they shut that down, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most action.
605-9200. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Billy and others, your calls are coming up in just a second. Let me cover a little bit more news, and we'll get right back into your calls at 1-800-259-9231 on this live Monday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. Bush remarks confirm shift in justifying war. Standard approved for weapons drops. And this is out of the Washington Post. They admit that, okay, we falsified evidence. Okay, we haven't found weapons of mass destruction. And they have Bush's quote, we found the weapons of mass destruction. The trucks, just like Colin Powell said they would. Now Bush says in his radio address that they do not need to find weapons of mass destruction, and then they also say we're going to find weapons of mass destruction. Don't worry, no matter what. And then last week in Vanity Fair, Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Defense Secretary under Rumsfeld, says, hey, it was never about weapons of mass destruction. That was just bureaucratic for the media. So admitting that they were lying. Also, U.S., when you hear that, it means globalist, seek ability to take down North Korea quickly. Reuters, U.S. plans to transform allied forces to the Korean demilitarized zone would be aimed by ensuring U.S. and South Korean forces could begin taking down the North's heavily fortified front line from the first hour of war, a senior U.S. defense official said today. Now, about a month ago, Rumsfeld's plan got leaked on purpose, saying they had planned to attack in October, trying to get the North Koreans to preemptively strike and then usher in World War III. It's a big deal. What General Leon Laporte, commander of U.S. forces in South Korea, is working on is quite a transformation in the way both our countries would be postured. While we can't completely compensate for the fact that North Korea has so much stuff right up front on the DMZ, we could begin taking it down from the first hour of the war, and that would make a big difference. It would save lives, and ultimately it has to strengthen deterrence, the official said. And Rumsfeld says there's 100,000 artillery pieces in the hills above Seoul, right across the DMZ in the north. They've been fortifying it since the end of the Korean War, 40-something years ago. They say that they will attack that and attack their missile silos full of the weapons our government helped arm them with. But that's okay, because Bush is fighting evil. Bush tours Auschwitz, says evil must be resisted. When it was his grandfather, Prescott Bush, who way back in 1942... got the biggest fine in U.S. history for trading with the enemy, running 53% of Nazi steel production money through Brown Brother Harriman that was chaired by other Nazis. A grim-faced President Bush toured the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camps on Saturday, pausing at the ruins of a Nazi crematorium to state his case for standing up to evil dictators and terrorism. Why'd they tear down that crematorium? Wonder why. Mankind must come together to fight such dark impulses, Bush said at the sprawling complex where Nazi German invaders committed genocide during World War II with assembly line efficiency. Oh, like the Reuters report about the U.S. announces death camps at Camp X-Ray. These sites are a sobering reminder of the power of evil and the need for people to resist evil, he said. And, of course, went on to talk about Iraq, comparing Saddam to Hitler. Oh, your former business partner, again. Bush came to Poland citing the Holocaust as one of the greatest lessons of the past as he sought to justify the military force in Afghanistan and Iraq. Former Soviet bloc country backed the Iraq war at a time when European powerhouses, France, Germany, Russia, were leading the opposition to the U.S. and British invasion. Bush showed his gratitude by making Poland the first stop on his week-long European trip. So that's that article right there. And so he must be good. He said Auschwitz was bad. But never mind his granddaddy being involved in it. And IBM selling the machines, the primitive computers for the Nazis to decide how much to feed a slave laborer, how long to work, and what output to get. And that's now come out in the news. Fireworks shows put in jeopardy by new rules. This is out of the AP. The shipping of fireworks may be banned under Homeland Security, and already SS Rockets cannot ship its rockets, its little toy rockets, so you can have that with your Boy Scouts club. But the border stays wide open. Here is an article. Iraqis baffled at deadline to turn in guns. Coalition commanders opened weapons collection points around Iraq on Sunday as they began a two-week countdown to imposition of new firearms controls in a bid to stem post-war lawlessness. But by midday, none of the designated police stations visited by AFP correspondents reported even a single weapon being turned in. Good job for you. You got total lawlessness, and our government guarded this illegal, illegitimate government, guarded all the power plants and guarded all the fuel and all the oil and all the refineries and bussed people to the looting stations. And Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said that freedom's untidy and the rioting's a good thing and isn't a big problem as cholera spreads, but they want to take your guns, just like they say they want to take our guns during riots here. But by midday, none of the designated police stations visited by AFP correspondents reported even a single weapon had been turned in. Many Iraqis said they were baffled by the policy and would be unwilling to give up their treasured weapons despite the pending ban. Why should anyone want to just give away their weapon when they can sell it for good money, said Arkan al-Zabaki, waving a 1950s vintage Webley and Scott pistol at Baghdad's open-air arms market. So they're just totally ignoring them, doing what they want, and those guns are stopping homes and businesses being robbed and looted. That's the only thing stopping total breakdown. In fact, groups of citizens have been out stopping the looters. We have also been using the loudspeakers that our psychological operations teams have. Flyers in Arabic will be posted around the city, a coalition military spokesman said. For 3 days, coalition radio has broadcast appeals to Iraqis to turn in their huge arsenal of military hardware that has passed into civilian hands since the collapse of Saddam Hussein's armed forces. The new regulations coming into force June 15th will not require Iraqis to completely abandon their love affair with the Kalashnikov. They will be allowed to retain pistols, shotguns, and rifles up to 7.62, the carbine of the famed Russian firearm. That's not true. There's images of them running over their rifles, confiscating their 7.62-39. Anyone wanting to carry arms on the street will need a special permit from the Occupation Administration, which has laid down detailed procedures for weapon surrenders that prevent coalition troops mistaking them for armed attacks. But the Iraqis go on to say that if they register them, they can confiscate them, something Americans can't figure out, which has happened everywhere from Australia to England to Canada and now in New York, Chicago, L.A. Let's take a call, then we'll go back to the news. Very important tidbit here, U.S. seizing foreign accounts. Right now, Billy in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air, Billy.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today?
Fine.
Good. First of all, I just want to say thanks for all you do. Just a couple things real quick. I was just wondering if you got to catch 44 Minutes last night, the movie that was made about the North Hollywood shootout in 97. It was total assault weapon ban propaganda. I don't know if you got a chance to catch
it. No,
that.
I didn't.
Yes, it's going to re-air. I'm going to record it, and I'll send you a copy of it. It was just total assault weapon ban propaganda. It was terrible. I couldn't believe some of the things that they were putting in there.
Well, Bush says that he's going to sign that, and Karl Rove and Lionel Chetwin have been publicly dispatched and are instructing Hollywood what to produce. I have an article about this out of Canada, where a new film's coming out written by Lionel Chetwin, produced by a neocon, a former socialist, but oh, now he's a neocon, where Bush is the hero of 911 to air on Canadian and U.S. TV, and Lionel Chetwin's the guy that at the studio for the show Conspiracy Zone in L.A. threatened me in the bathroom and told me, we're going to get you. So if anything ever happens to me, we know the one guy who's threatened me in person, Lionel Chetwin.
Exactly.
I want that on the record.
Exactly. And something interesting that the Washington Post just put out about an hour ago, that the Pentagon has gave out 25,000 gas masks to everybody in the Pentagon to train them how to use them in case of a biological or chemical attack. That just came out about an hour ago. That's kind of scary to me, the things that you've predicted and the way these globalists work. It's like they're getting them ready for something big.
Oh, they promised us, Mr. CFR, Gary Hart has said, we will be hit by smallpox. They will take our rights up. We will be chained down to our beds, our cots in the 747 hangars. And I have an article today out of Canada where they're going to start chaining down SARS victims just in case they try to flee.
Exactly. And one other real quick thing. I know you're busy. You got other callers. I took your advice. I've listened to you for quite a while. This is my first time calling and getting the chance to talk to you. I took your advice when you tell other people to get out there and create their own websites, get their own talk shows, you know, to start spreading the word. And I have one question on the logistics of putting a website together, like using a few images from your website and to link them to your site. Is that legal? Is that okay? Or how does that work?
Well, yeah, it's fair use.
Okay.
You're doing it not for profit, and it's fair use. Link to whatever you want off my website.
Okay. Okay, and if I could give you the website off the air, because I'm not trying to get a plug on the air, and if you think it's worthy, I'd be glad for
Look,
you.
Look, go ahead and plug your website.
Well, as long as you don't mind, sir.
Sure, go ahead, plug
okay,
your website.
Okay, it's www.86freedom.com.
For those that don't know, what I don't like is somebody that calls in, doesn't talk about anything, and then just out of the gates tries to plug their website. That's when I hang up on somebody.
Okay, well, that's what I've heard that happen before, and I didn't want you to think that's what this main call would
be. Well, no, if it's somebody I don't like or it's an organization that I don't trust, but I'm not going to sit here and badmouth them on air,
right?
I will just simply say, not on my show.
Right. And it's just a website I do out of my house here in Austin, you know. And I'm
well, that's great, sir. I hope you spread the word, and good job for getting involved. I hope the best tool I know of is getting my videos and
I've already got them. I've got them sent out to Michigan, California. I think pretty soon there's going to be an access show in a place called Battle Creek, Michigan, my hometown. They're going to be running. They're going to be airing that. They've already aired 911 Illuminati up there, so I'm trying to talk to some people that I know up there, and I access channels in Battle Creek.
And then because of you, tens of thousands will see the truth. God bless you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Appreciate that, Billy. Let's talk to Hank in Texas. Hank, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Hank. I appreciate the call. Or maybe not. Is anybody there, folks?
Here.
Okay, go ahead, Hank. You're on the air.
Okay. You were talking earlier about the president's speeches about the Nazi dead camps and all that. I just wanted to mention, and it appeared, by the way, in the Sunday San Antonio Express News, an article about that. But just a few days ago, dated May 26, there was an article that appeared apparently in, I think it's called The Mail on Sunday in Australia, somewhere in Australia, that the headline was, U.S. plans death camp, and the first sentence is, the U.S. has floated plans to turn Guantanamo Bay into a death camp with its own death row and execution chamber.
Yeah, that article is on Infowars.com last Monday, so what would last Monday be?
That would be about the time, I think.
I know the article. It was the Sunday Mail. It was also carried by Reuters. The story you're reading is the News of Australia, their big official news wire,
right?
Is what you're reading from.
Right.
That's on Infowars.com, last Monday, top story.
Good. Okay, yeah, I didn't notice it, but...
Yeah, and how you find that is you go to the website, You go to the calendar at the bottom of the page. You click on whatever date last Monday or Tuesday is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to read that story for yourself.
Okay. Well, good. I didn't know if you had it on there.
I talked so fast when I read this article about Bush and the death camp. I said, yeah, and we've got our own government announcing death camps.
I didn't hear it. I listen slow. I'm from the South.
Hey, well, I'm from the South, too, but I talk fast. I drink a lot of coffee. But no, seriously, that's a great point you made, and I'm glad you made it. So that's pretty hypocritical when he's announcing death camps, and his daddy was involved with the Nazis, and their key bank in the West, and was pro-Nazi, by the way, in the Senate, and now he's going to save us from the Nazis, isn't he?
Yeah. Great guy. Thank you for everything you're doing, Alex. Appreciate it.
I really do appreciate your call, sir. Let me hit some more news here. Justice Department using expanded anti-terror powers. This is from the Associated Press. The U.S. Justice Department has begun using its expanded counterterrorism powers to seize millions of dollars from foreign banks that do business in the United States, creating tensions with the State Department and some allies. Law enforcement officials say the tool has proven invaluable in seizing ill-gotten money that criminals, not terrorists, have hidden overseas that was once out of the government's reach. Under the counterterrorism measures approved by Congress after September 11th, attacks, prosecutors are not even required to trace the money back to the target of the investigation. You understand? They can randomly grab money. Under the new rules, prosecutors are not even required to trace the money back to the target of the investigation. That was a section of the Patriot Act that I analyzed and warned you about. Officials at the State Department, however, have raised concerns about the practice, in part because most of the seizures have involved fraud, money laundering investigations unrelated to terrorism. But then we have President Clinton pardoning the multi-billion dollar money launderer. Remember that? Remember Rich? And all they're going after is tax shelters that aren't under their control. They're allowed to have Enron and Halliburton in multi-billion dollar offshore secret accounts. That's okay, but they're going to grab anybody's bank account they want, when they want, with the IRS in investigations, and don't even need to track it back to any criminals. Not even criminals, it says. Now, that's what the Patriot Act 1 said. More than $3,000 in cash, folks, will get you secret execution. Because it says it's terrorism. Then you read what they can do to terrorists: secretly arrest, secretly execute. See, this is all part of the new freedom. Here's that article out of the Toronto Star. 911 movie paints Bush as hero. In real life, Wyatt Earp probably dove under the bed at the first sign of trouble, but he sure looked brave on the big screen. And it says, taking on troublemakers in Dodge City. It wasn't Dodge. It was, just so you know, Canadians, it was, it was Tombstone. I guess he was in Dodge, too. I guess you're right. Of course, anyone's story can be magically transformed by Hollywood screenwriters who routinely turn the tawdriest tales into historic sagas. Even so, they must have dug deep into the bags of tricks to write a made-for-TV movie filmed in Toronto this spring of George W. Bush's heroic handling of 911 crisis. The film, which qualifies for generous Canadian federal and provincial cash. I'll tell you who's behind this. The guy that threatened me. The head of the media takeover.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Mercury replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Mercury filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Mercury filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Mercury filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
All right, I got to move quick here. Toronto star 911 movie paints Bush as hero. I have a tendency when I get in a hurry to just start babbling trying to cover it all. Lionel Chetwin, the writer-producer of this hearty pro-Bush movie, is a kind of West Coast David Frum, a Canadian who has fully embraced the Bush administration, even joined the administration, sitting on the White House Arts Committee. His film, unlikely to enhance the reputation of Canadian filmmakers, portrays Bush as decisive and in charge on 911, commanding officials on Air Force One to take him to Washington. If some tin-horn dictator wants me, tell him to come and get me. I'll be at home waiting for the bleeper. And it just talks about Bush, who wants to physically attack the enemy, and he loves America. He cries for America. He defeats the enemy. He's just this incredible leader. Written by Lionel Chetwin, produced up in Canada. Lionel Chetwin, according to AP, on the board of this deal, taking over the media, and they've got all this propaganda. Reminds me of Waco. Now, this is Bush making a movie about himself with a member of his administration about how he's a big hero for your TV station near you. I'm sure this is going to be disgusting. With Waco, before the siege was over, they had a made-for-TV movie out. The producer and maker of it has now apologized, saying it was all lies. Shows Catherine Madison with a machine gun, shooting the feds first. Shows all this ridiculous lies. Shows the feds lovingly petting the dogs, saving the dogs, when in truth, publicly, they shot the dogs in the pens, held their dead bodies up to the children, lined them up outside. This is all admitted. But made-for-TV, they're saving the dogs. I mean, it's incredible. We got the facts of who carried out 911, and now the people that are involved in the administration in the cover-up of all this are making TV movies. And Lionel Chetwin on the set of A Conspiracy Zone walks up to me and goes, "You're Alex Jones. We're gonna get you." And gave me this really mean look. And I got in his face, and he admitted it in front of one of the assistant producers. I said, "He just threatened me." And Chetwin goes, "Oh, I was just joking. And he heard about me saying this on the air and had people call me." And I said, "Hey, buddy, I got witnesses." And he shut up and said, "Okay, I'll leave it alone." "Yeah, that's right, Chetwin, you will. How dare you? You better hope nothing happens to me. Because you're mentioned in my will, buddy, what you said to me. I don't take it lightly. When a senior administration official says, makes a mean face, makes a fist, and points his finger and says, if you're making a fist, we're going to get you. How dare you? And now you make these sick movies full of propaganda. Folks, HerbalHealer.com has amazing products. They're the most complete source of high-quality herbs and spices and natural treatments and books about what's naturally in your area. They've got oil of oregano. They've got the grapeseed extract. They got it all. Call and get their free 100-page catalog. Call and get their free 120-page catalog, to be accurate, full of information. Get their free newsletter. Give them a call at 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. Get prepared. Learn this key knowledge. Be self-sufficient or herbalhealer.com. Get healthy. Get vitamins from them. Get there. They have a course you can take. 870-269-4177 or herbalhealer.com. And go to Infowars.com or net. Get my real films. Get the truth. Get the stuff that will expose the globalists. Counter their propaganda at the grassroots. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. My new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, is out. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net to order. Again, that number, 1-888-253-3139. And the mailing address is also posted on the website. I'm out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, on your local AM or FM, or at 5.085 or 6890 shortwave, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Tell your friends, tune in. God bless you all.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your phone.